State Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing quite well. Just finished walking the dog and getting ready for my session today up in Hartford.
All right. Heading up there personally. Is that right?
Yeah. Because, you know, Tony, basically we're down to about 10% of our normal time in Hartford. We're spending more time than I've ever spent on Zoom meeting. But today, you know, we have session. So we'll be either in the Capitol building or in our offices of voting on the issues in front of us for the day.
All right. So what are some of those issues you've been working on that can tell the constituents about?
Well, without boring you to tears one more time, Tony, I am going to be on the third-party energy suppliers, where we're beginning to make some progress. And so today we're going to be passing a bill that cancels or stops automatic renewals for variable rate contracts. Now, these are contracts that were entered into, believe it or not, 10 or 20 years ago. And they're variable rate, meaning the rates can go up or down on a number of issues. And they're renewed virtually in perpetuity until someone gets in hold of the ratepayer and cancels. And they've been proven to have been extremely exorbitant to the to the constituents who are involved. So that's going to automatically cancel. So then it's going to push both the suppliers and the constituents to go in and book their energy supply, which should reduce their costs dramatically. So that's one of the first big bills that's in front of us today. So it's a partial reform of the industry. There's still more to be done, but it's a compromise we could work out in the short term.
All right. Wanted to ask you about your vote in committee on the budget. That was a no vote. Is that right?
That was a no vote, Tony.
You've been
watching me closely. Very good. Yeah.
Tell us why.
It was a bridge too far. There was, you know, akin to last year or 2 years ago for the biennial budget. This year's budget, there was what was framed as a consumption tax, which was, in the end of the day, was an incremental income tax and a capital gains tax. It's simple. Right now, from the federal government, we're sitting on about $4 billion of revenue from the various aid packages, going back from the last president through Joe Biden. So about of the $4 billion, about $2 billion went to utilities in the form of aid to cities and aid to the education department. I think in Greenwich, you know, the numbers, because there are a number of tranches, I think in Greenwich, or 22 or 25, could be a little bit shy on what went to education, and I think another 35 or 40 that went to the municipality. So I don't think that there is a financial stricture that's creating so much problems for the state. So I don't see the need for the additional revenue from the taxes. So at this point, you know, if there was a tax that I was convinced was going to foster incremental growth or attract people to come to the state or to get some really big infrastructure done in a sane way, I'd consider it. But in the present framework of where we stand, I don't see a need for it. So that's where my budget vote came in the way it did.
All right. With about a month to go, I mean, you know, things do kind of coalesce at the last minute, but kind of give us an overview of your thoughts about how this session has gone. Has it been a productive one from your standpoint?
Well, it's been, you know, I think the most productive piece we've done so far. We've done some good work on social issues, but, you know, and I have nothing, and I don't want to sound like I have any objection to them. Not all of them advance the cause in terms of growth, economic growth. So I'm waiting to see how that moves forward. The biggest thing that I see so far that gave me pause for you know, a little bit of, I don't want to say joy, but happiness was that we permitted these large-scale servers to come into the state with certain tax incentives for them if they're going to make investments in large-scale server farms, which would work for stock exchanges, Google, Facebook. It would kind of encourage them to locate in the state and bring some of that business, which is relatively high-paying jobs, I think on the order of $75,000 to $100,000 per person. They're not big employers that way, but they do a nice job in terms of investments in capital structure, so you get a lot of construction jobs. The unions were very much in favor of it. And then at the far end, they bring in companies that pay high-paying jobs, even though they're a limited number. And then lastly, they begin to attract what you call a whole ecosystem. So there's a chance that you'll get stock exchanges into the state. It's a chance you will get other people who need those kinds of high-performance data centers. So I was very pleased to see that bill. I think the bill we're moving forward today, I understand, is also going to be a second bill, which is probably, for many of my constituents, more important, even though I'm, you know, the third-party energy suppliers absolutely drive me crazy. I think the other bill is to modernize our voting system, so to make our voting more accessible, which is a problem in this state because the laws are so archaic about we can't even do early voting. You know, we had the window of the pandemic. And now hopefully we start that process of getting the reforms done. And because the system is archaic, I think we're out 2 to 4 years. I hate to be vague about that because I have to go back and look at when we finally get the laws reformed, it has to go to referendum and then it has to go on the ballot. And I think it has to go on a referendum on a presidential year. So we're out probably a couple of years yet to see when we actually finish the reform process. At least that's my understanding. It could be out 2 years. But I'm afraid it might be out for 3 years, but I don't know. I have to look at that.
All right.
But we are on that, too.
All right. Say, Representative Meskers, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thanks.
State Representative Stephen Meskers joins us on